Shalom to all. Today we're learning Sachas Sanhedrin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned with Chos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'Zecheret Fan Yosef Kahagun B'Karav Mamish. Now the previous Perek we learned about a Kohen Gadol. Now we're gonna have a number of halachas pertaining to Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah says Kohen Gadol don v'don noisai. A Kohen Gadol could judge on a bezin. He could be one of the judges, and we can also judge him if we have din tire against him. Maid, he could give edus for somebody else umidin noisai, and we could give edus against him. Chaylitz, he could do chalitza to his brother's wife if his brother dies without children, and there's a mitzvah of yimur chalitza. He's allowed to do chalitza. It's not against his kavod, v'chotzel ishtai, and we're going to do chalitza to his wife. If the Kohen Gadol dies without children, his brother could do chalitza to his wife. U'mi'amines ishtai, we could also do yibum to his wife. Aval hu einim yabim, but a Kohen Gadol himself cannot do yibum, b'bnei shu asur b'almana, because he's not allowed to marry an almana. The Torah tells us that a regular Kohen could marry an almana, a widow, but a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an almana. So therefore, when his brother dies without children, he would have to do chalitza, but no yibum. Here's another din that's special to a Kohen Gadol. Meis loy meis, if one of his close relatives dies, eino yotze achar mita, he's not allowed to go after the bed and follow the levaya, because maybe he's going to get too close and then he'll become tamei. El rather, what do they do? Hey nichsin, they're covered, hu nigle, and he uncovers. Hey niglin, when they're uncovered, when they're revealed, hu nichse, he has to be covered. Meaning when the levaya procession is going along the way and they round the corner, they go onto a different street, so they're nichsin, they're covered from his view, so then he could reveal himself, he could then walk out to the street that they were just on, and that's his way of following the mita. However, once they're nigle, once they're uncovered, once they're in his view, he has to cover himself, he has to hide himself, so that he's never too close to the mita, to the levaya procession, again, because we wouldn't want him to become tamei. And he's allowed to follow the levaya of this close relative of his up until the entrance of the city. That's what Meir says. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda tells us, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to even leave the base of Mikdash, because it says, from the Mikdash he shall not leave. And more difference says regarding Kohen Gadol, when he's giving a chama, he's consoling other mourners. So their chalam, Ivrim Bezacharzeh, all the other people, they pass by one after another. This is called a shura. After the levaya, all the mourners would line up in a row, and everybody else would pass by them one by one and say, "Amok menachem eschem." However, when the Kohen Gadol passes by, it's different. The Mamuna, who's the Skan Kohen Gadol, he's like the vice Kohen Gadol, if you will, the second in command. He stands in between the Kohen Gadol and the nation. As now it turns out, the Kohen Gadol's in the middle. You have the mourners on one side, the Kohen Gadol, and then the vice Kohen Gadol. So he's in the middle, and that's an expression of his kavod. When he's being comforted by other people, meaning he's the mourner, he's the avel. Everyone tells him, Anu kaparascha, we are your kapara, we should be in place of any kapara that you need. And then Hu Aimer Lahen, he tells them, Tesbarchu mina shemayim, you should be blessed from shemayim, meaning no kapara should be on you. And Ukshamavar Naisai, when they do the Sudas Havar with him, this is the first Suda that an Avil eats after their close relative passes away. This food has to be from other people. So it's the same thing with the Kohen Gadol, his food is from other people, it's not from his own house, but still there's a difference. Kala Amisubin al Aretz, everyone else sits on the ground, and he sits on a low bench, and that still shows that he has the covet of a Kohen Gadol. Now moving on to Mishnah Beis, from here to the end of the parak, we're going to be discussing a Jewish king. Hamelech, when we're dealing with a Jewish king, loydan v'loydan noisai, he can't judge, he can't be a dayan, and we can't judge him. If somebody has a monetary dispute against him, they cannot bring the Jewish king to Beis Din. Now it's important to note, this is only talking about Melech Yisrael, but not Melech Yehuda. A king who comes from Shevet Yehuda, which is David or Shlomo Melech, he has proper years Shemayim, and he's going to listen to a din Torah, even if it's paskin against him. But the Melech Yisrael were generally understood to not listen to Beis Din, and therefore he can't judge, and we can't judge a case against him either. Furthermore, loy made v'loy me'idin oisai, he can't give edus against somebody else, and we can't give edus against him. Loy chalitz loy chalitz l'ishtai, he can't do chalitza to his brother's wife, and we're not going to do chalitza to his wife. Loy me'yabin v'loy me'yabin l'ishtai, he can't do yibin to his brother's wife, and we can't do yibin to his wife. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, im rotzel achloitz l'yabim zarchol atoiv, if he wants to do chalitza or yibim, then he's remembered for the good, because that shows that he's meichlan is covered in order to do a mitzvah, and that's actually a great thing. However, Amrulay l'cham told him, ain shayman loy, we do not listen to him. A melech is not able to be meichel on their kavod. We know that a nasi or talmud chacham or kain gadol is able to be meichel on their kavod. They could say, you know what? Even though I have a certain amount of honor which is coming to me, I'm going to be meichel on that. But a king is not able to be meichel on his kavod, and therefore, even if he says I'll do chalitza or yibum, we do not let him. Furthermore, einos and almanosai, one is not allowed to marry the almana, the widow of a king. It's not kavod to the king for someone random to marry his wife. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, nois hamelech almanosai shamelech. A king is allowed to marry the widow of another king. Shekim asinu b'David, we found b'David hamelech shonas almanosai shal Shaul, he married the widow of Shaul HaMelech. Because the pasuk says, "Vet nolcha is beis adonecha, and I'm going to give you the house of your master, ves neshei adonecha b'chekecha, and the wives of your master in your chek." And the halacha is actually like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore, even though a random person is not allowed to marry the almana of a king, if a king passes away, his almana, his widow, the queen, is not allowed to get married to a random person, but another king is allowed to marry her. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Gimel and Dalet, continue to discuss kings. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.